Hi, I am Henry Rienga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute. A trusted wedding minister does more than perform a beautiful ceremony. A trusted wedding minister represents Christ, the Church, Christian Leaders Alliance, and the sacredness of Christian marriage with humility, competence, and faithfulness. That is why ministry identity matters. A wedding minister must ask, who am I when I stand before the bride, groom, family, witnesses, and God? You are not merely a public speaker. You are not merely a ceremony vendor. You are not merely the person who signs a license. You are a Christian minister serving a covenant moment. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 4:1-2 WEB, so let a man think of us as Christ's servants and stewards of God's mysteries. Here, moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. That word faithful matters. Wedding ministry is built on trust. The bride and groom trust you with one of the most sacred public moments of their lives. Families trust you to bring clarity and calm. The church trusts you to represent Christian marriage with biblical conviction. Civil authorities trust you to handle the license responsibly. Christian Leaders Alliance trusts you to serve within the integrity of your credential. Public trust grows when your identity is clear. A wedding minister should be able to say, I serve Christian marriage as a covenant between one man and one woman before God. I serve the bride and groom as embodied souls. I honor the bride as an organic female image bearer before God. I honor the groom as an organic male image bearer before God. I serve the covenant, not merely the ceremony. That identity protects the minister from confusion. When you know who you are, you do not need to exaggerate your role. You do not pretend to be a licensed counselor if you are not one. You do not give legal advice. You do not ignore church policy. You do not act independently when you should be under local church or ministry oversight. You do not say yes to every ceremony just because someone asks. Micah 6:8 WEB gives a beautiful ministry pattern. He has shown you, O man, what is good, what does Yahweh require of you, but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That is a wedding minister's public posture, justice, mercy, and humility. Justice means you do what is right. You tell the truth about marriage, vows, promises, civil responsibility, and spiritual readiness. Mercy means you serve real people with tenderness. Weddings often bring grief, divorce wounds, family tension, fear, financial pressure, and old disappointments to the surface. Humility means you remember that this is not your platform. This is Christ's ministry. You are not building a personality brand. You are becoming a trusted servant. Public trust is also practical. Show up early, dress appropriately, use clear communication, keep records, verify civil requirements, know who signs the license, know who files it, keep your promises, return calls, be calm under pressure, speak respectfully to venue staff, photographers, families, and church leaders. 2 Corinthians 8:21 Webb says, having regard for honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. That is public trust. We serve before God, and we serve in public view. A trusted wedding minister becomes credible over time through faithful presence, careful preparation, prayerful discernment, and consistent integrity. The wedding day is not a performance. It is public covenant ministry, so become the kind of minister who can be trusted with holy moments. Serve Christ, serve the bride, serve the groom, serve the covenant, serve with humility, serve with public trust.